I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
101.3 KOXE.
Today's the day that you got to give out all the high fives you can.
High five.
Because it's National High Five Day.
High five. Give him a high five.
High five.
It's National High Five Day.
High five.
If you really want to get crazy, go for the double high five.
High five.
Happy National High Five Day.
Don't leave me hanging.
Boom. Mic drop.
Let's go.
Hey, good morning, National High Five Day.
Good morning. I love a good old double high five.
You like the double? I like the single.
I like a single and a double. You throw it up the double whenever it's, you know, it's something really good. And you do the good old double.
I think it's all about time and place.
Yeah.
When to sneak in the double and when to do the single. And
yeah. You think it's a time and place situation?
I do, yeah.
You don't just go throwing random high fives.
Not willy-nilly, no.
No.
No. High five's a serious business.
It is.
Happy National High Five Day.
Yeah, good morning.
I think that was invented back, what, in like the 70s or something, or 60s, or I think it was first kind of popularized, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever died, though. I love a good high five still.
Yeah, if you're playing basketball, playing baseball, it doesn't matter. Just a good day. Have
a good
day.
Now it's more like a fist bump situation,
fist bump,
too.
Yes.
But I still do high fives.
I do high fives.
I like both.
During the madness of and the stupidity of COVID, we did the elbow.
Bump.
Some people try the elbow bump. I'm like, just go away. Just stop.
Just get away from me with that. don't you dare elbow me.
It never caught on, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
High five is here to stay, baby.
Yes, it is.
It's 6:05. Good morning. Welcome into Friday Eve. Jeff and Courtney, the big show on another beautiful day. Partly sunny, 90 today.
Ooh, it's toasty out there.
Toasty and breezy. 15 to 20 mile per hour winds. But don't get too used to the sunshine. Friday, tomorrow, cloudy skies, 87, gusty winds, and then Friday night, that rain comes in. Showers, thunderstorms, Friday night. New rainfall amounts Friday night between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts, of course, during those thunderstorm activity times. Saturday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 1 o'clock. Otherwise, cloudy and a high of 81 Saturday. Going to be a little breezy Saturday night into Sunday. The rain sticks around. Then it does clear out at least for Sunday night and into Monday. So give us a lowdown again at the Hideout. You got a big weekend coming up.
We do. I'm hoping that the rain will move around, but, you know, we'll see. We have the crawfish boil on Saturday. We're still going to have the crawfish boil, live entertainment all day, different games and stuff like that. And then Sunday, of course, the Easter egg hunt and brunch.
Sunday doesn't look like it could be too bad.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, if things hold off, it says Saturday showers likely with thunderstorms possible after 1 o'clock. So
we'll be at the pavilion, so we are going to have a covered area.
Yeah, get out there, have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun regardless.
Are you a big crawfish fan?
I love crawfish.
Do you?
We're doing crawfish and shrimp. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And if you don't want crawfish and some other people in your family do, what we'll do is we'll have a runner that'll be going up to our restaurant. And so you can order off the regular menu as well.
Got you covered.
Got you covered. Yeah. We've got all the bases covered there. So no worries if you're not a crawfish fan.
See, I love a crawfish boil, just not the crawfish. If you could just not boil the crawfish and just have the corn and the potatoes.
Mm-hmm. That sausage.
Sausage. I'm good with that. Yeah. Is that an option?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't want the crawfish, you don't have to have the crawfish. There's always other things.
Okay, good.
So,
because a lot of food can't touch and things can't happen. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. The palate of a 7-year-old.
Exactly.
I can't eat that. It's touching.
Touching, that's right. Should be, like I said, nice day today, 90 for the high. First light today, 6:39. Your sunrise is 7:04, and your sunset tonight is 8:06.
Feel like it's getting earlier and earlier the sun comes up and later for the sun to go down.
I love it.
I do, too.
Great time of year.
Phenomenal.
Also, a great time for the impossible question of the day today.
Ooh, what's that?
We got people checking in right and left. As I'm speaking, people are, like, putting their choice down. I can see the things pop up. The numbers go up.
Nice.
It's Friday Eve, Thursday impossible question of the day today. It's kind of a visual one. It's a tough one. But you need to eliminate one of the shows that you see on our Facebook page from the 80s.
Ooh,
so
that's
your choices,
hard.
I know. Oh, actually, not for me. Which show do you eliminate from the 80s? The Golden Girls?
No. Absolutely not.
Cheers. Full House, Saved by the Bell, Married with Children, Growing Pains, Alf, The Cosby Show, or Family Matters? One show has to go from your 80s viewing palette. Which one do you say bye-bye to?
I would say Cheers. Which one would you say bye-bye to?
I would say bye-bye to probably Alf or The Cosby Show.
I loved Alf.
Never really got into Alf. Loved Cheers.
I think about what I was watching. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Cheers. I love Frasier. Frasier is still one of my favorite shows. But all the other shows I watched in the 80s. So,
I would say either Alf or The Cosby Show for me. What about you? Get your choice on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win.
What would you say your favorite was of these?
Favorite was back in the day.
Or even still.
I have to remember that I'm looking at myself back then. Like looking back on it, I would say Cheers was my favorite.
Now?
Now. Back then, probably Cheers or Married with Children.
Mine's Golden Girls all day. Mm-hmm. Golden Girls, and I also love Married with Children. It's great. it's such a good one.
So your choice, get it on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win. Speaking of winners, we got a big winner yesterday for the Plant of the Week. Our friend Daniel was our big winner for Plant of the Week.
Way to go, Daniel.
Daniel wins a beautiful frost-proof gardenia. Good job, Daniel.
Way to go, Daniel. Congratulations.
Stop by the station, pick it up, and then we'll have a new Plant of the Week coming up later today, and we'll get you the deets on that.
Very exciting stuff here on this little morning show.
It is, and speaking of the morning, I mean, there's so much going on.
There really is.
There is just so much going on that you need to check out the website, KOXE.com. I highly recommend it, KOXE.com, and then click on, just kind of hover over the on-air little arrow thingy, and then go down to morning show. Click on the morning show, and then you can see kind of our lineup of how we do things. You can see pictures of me and Courtney. You can see pictures of that beautiful gardenia that Daniel won. There's country music news with Shannon McCombs. Also, you can vote on the little listener survey we have there as well. So, you know what? All that, you can peruse it in probably 5 to 10 minutes easily, and we thank you.
You know what's strange is nobody's chosen the moon.
I know. Isn't that shocking?
I can't believe it.
Why wouldn't you listen? I mean, our signal gets pretty far.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could listen to us from
I mean, maybe on your phone.
If someone's at the space station up there, and they I'm assuming they have internet.
Maybe on the app.
Yeah. I'm assuming they have internet at the space station.
Gotta have something.
Gotta have something. Could you get us at the space station?
It's... Now my curiosity has peaked. I need to go to the moon.
Find out. Maybe Elon Musk can help
you out with know.
That.
I must know. If it's possible, can we do it? Did you see this article about spring cleaning?
Yeah, we were thinking about it yesterday as we were kind of walking around the house, just kind of looking at things we wanted to take care of today, or take care of this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the spring cleaning, this article kind of caught my eye this morning.
Yeah, for sure. That 9% of people can't park in their garage because it's so full of junk.
I'm surprised it's only 9.
Right? Yeah, because I feel like that's kind of what happens. You just acquire things, and then some things move from in the house to out to the garage, or sometimes they never even make it in.
Yeah, this. I mean, especially if you've been in a house for, you know, 20, 30 years. Like, in our neighborhood, we have a lot of neighbors that have been there for a long time, and their garage is quite packed.
Yeah.
quite full. Ours is getting there.
So can you park in your garage?
No, we cannot.
You're not?
No, we can. If we move a couple things, no, several things around, we need one more shelf to put some totes on. We need to get the workout machine out of the way. And then maybe she can park her car inside the garage.
Maybe.
We're getting close.
It's a tight squeeze.
Yeah. It's a tight squeeze. Yeah, so... a new spring cleaning poll found that if you haven't converted your garage into an Airbnb yet, there's a good chance it's full of junk.
31% of Americans say their garage is at least half filled with clutter. That includes 9% who said it's so full they can't park in it.
I'm still surprised it's only 9.
But, I am too. That seems like a small number.
Yeah. Just 24% said their garage is clutter-free. 23% said around a quarter full. And the remaining 23% said they don't have a garage.
Okay. The poll found we also use a significant portion of our home for storage, at least 100 square feet for most of us. One in five said more than 500 square feet, which is around the size of a two-car garage.
We have about a our garage is probably it's a one car plus, I guess. Not quite two-car garage, but not just for one. It's just kind of in that mid-range area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a car and a motorcycle.
Car and a motorcycle. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Car
yeah.
and a jet ski or car something like that. Yeah.
Car and something fun. So if we cleaned everything out, the top things we'd use are extra space for our, of course, hobbies, a guest bedroom, and a home gym. No, not even close. No.
You said you have an exercise machine in
we
there.
We do. We have a treadmill in there that we used to use when we lived in Eastland. But since we took it apart and moved it down here.
It's still taken apart.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's still there.
It didn't even make it back to whole again.
No.
The last stat, 71% of people have bought something they knew they already owned because they just couldn't find the original. I think that I've done that.
We see. I'm a bookworm. I got lots of books. And we have boxes full of books in the garage on the shelf, mm-hmm. or totes full of books, totes full of like memory items, keepsake items, cards and stuff like that. A lot of outdoor stuff, a lot of pictures. We had a lot more wall space in Eastland.
What's your rule of thumb as far as how long that you keep something and not use it before you get rid of it?
For me, it would be like a year.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one in charge, so.
Yeah, I know
we,
that.
We use someone else's rule of thumb.
You asked Rebecca.
I guess.
So I've been seeing this. Nobody uses it. Can we throw it away?
Throw it away.
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of a mishmash of stuff. Books, gardening items, memory stuff. We have a tire in the garage. What else do we have? A lot of stuff for the garden.
Yeah, gardening stuff.
But what's your rule of thumb?
For how long to keep something. Mm-hmm. I try to say like a year, but that's not, I don't actually live by it. Then you go through stuff and you're like, I really just think I want to keep this because what if I, whatever.
The what if.
The what if, the old rule of what if overtakes the 1 year. But in reality, if you haven't used something for that long, do you really need it? I'm going to say probably not. Unless it has, emotional value or something like that, then that's different. But something that you just have that you don't need.
Yeah. What about old yearbooks from high school? I still have 4 years of yearbooks. They're heavy.
Well, that's sentimental, right?
Yeah, but I haven't looked at a yearbook in...
Do you have, like, where people signed your yearbook mm-hmm. and all of that?
Yeah.
Do you ever go back and read it? Like,
no, I haven't touched
you were
my...
such a cool dude. Or...
I haven't even looked at your book since... I mean, it's been in storage. It was in storage in Eastland. It's been in storage here. I don't even look at it.
I don't know. Cause that's so, I wonder what other people do. I don't have my yearbooks, but if I did, I'd probably keep them.
Yeah. Everyone's signature was Hags, comma, and they signed Hags. Have a great summer.
That was it?
Hags, Todd, Hags, Joe, or whatever. Have a great summer.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool. Everybody will be happy to know I stayed cool.
I wonder what is everyone's rule of thumb for clutter in your garage or your shed or whatever?
Yeah, how long do you hold on to something before you just let it go?
646-1013, of course, your phone number for that, for requesting songs, anything you want.
Answer the impossible question of the day. If you don't have Facebook, you're more than welcome to call us and let us know what would you pick?
You could berate
us. What would you
get
rid of 80s shows?
Yeah, Facebook page, there's... working on the classic 80s shows on our Facebook page. Check that out.
That's a good one.
Good morning, KOXC.
Meow, meow, meow.
What's going
on? Hello. You sent me a song.
I can play you a song. Which one do you want to hear?
You're hot, you're hot.
You're hot, you're hot. Are you going to be hot today?
Yep, 92.
92, huh? Well, drink lots of Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh. Yep, we drink lots of Pepper today.
All right, we got to go. All right, bye. 618 at KOXC. Make sure you check out the Facebook page today, our website. Take that survey for us. And, thanks for sticking around with us this morning. Anything else?
No. We covered a lot of ground in such a short period of time.
We always do.
We do.
Always do. Jason Aldean coming up.
tiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to, girl. You know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor." Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to, girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Yeah, yeah.
We're on double secret probation, whatever that is. We can't afford to have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, "Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues." Get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues,
Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only cost a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Oh, Big John on the morning show. We'll get rhythm. 624 at KOXE, 64 at the airport. And if you haven't hit up the impossible question of the day on the Facebook page, make sure you do it. All your friends are doing it. Everyone's doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Exactly. Why don't you do it?
You can do it, too.
So it's going to be tough, though. You need to eliminate one of these classic shows from the 80s. Do you eliminate Golden Girls, Cheers, Full House, Saved by the Bell, Married with Children, Growing Pains, ALF, The Cosby Show, or Family Matters? Which one do you say bye-bye to? For me, it's ALF. I never watched ALF.
It looks like a good amount of people chose ALF. There's some Married with Children, Saved by the Bell, Growing Pains.
Back in the day, I liked Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Now, looking back on it, I might choose something different, but I like that growing up. Yeah, for me, it would be ALF or The Cosby Show. I never really watched either one.
I watched both.
What about you? Did you say Cheers?
Cheers. Cheers was one that I didn't really watch a lot of. Like I said, I love Frasier, but I didn't watch a lot of Cheers.
Like Collis says ALF. Bye-bye to ALF. Worth says Cheers. Frankie says Cheers. Heather says Married with Children, she'd get rid of. Charles says ALF. A lot of ALF.
It's a mixed. But nobody said Golden Girls, which I would be totally upset if somebody says the Golden Girls.
We got Saved by the Bell. Charlene says get rid of Saved by the Bell. So does Rhonda. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, me too.
And Brenda. Saved by the Bell. I thought Saved by the Bell was one of those classics.
I did too. It was a good one.
Yeah.
I watched Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, it was pretty
now
good.
Watching it, it's so cheesy. But back then, yeah, it was good.
That one, watching reruns of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh,
I've gone back and watched that. And I watched that show religiously in school.
I did, too.
Yeah. Like, I took off on Wednesdays from my job because I had to be home to watch Beverly Hills 90210. It wasn't like today where you could just stream it and not have to worry about it. You had to catch it while it was on or get it recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
With your VCR.
Yeah, it was one and done.
Yeah. That's it. That was your opportunity. So, yeah, I had Wednesdays off just so that I could watch.
Speaking of, streaming and catching shows and stuff, if you miss a morning show, just go to our website, click on the podcast little icon there, hover your mouse over the podcast, and go down to the morning show, and you could listen to the last, like, five morning shows. Like, every week we add the previous five.
That's so exciting.
If you missed a morning show, if you missed the impossible question, or if you missed the dad joke or the OMG fact, you can check it out.
Yeah. If you want to sleep in one day, but you know, you don't really want to miss the morning show, you can just sleep in and then get up and there it is.
How cool is that?
That is so nifty.
627 at KOXE. Stuckley is up next. Your news, sports, and weather. Big, big news in the sportscast. So don't miss that. Stuckley has some big news.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your big country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC, connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
I think I need a cup of coffee.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. Going twice, I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. But she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Your KOXE News Report for Thursday, April 17th. I'm Derek Stuckley. A fixture at Howard Payne University is moving on as Dr. Hunter Sims, director of athletics at HBU since 2016, is leaving to join another American Southwest Conference institution, Mary Hardin Baylor, where he will serve as vice president for athletics effective June 2nd. Sims began his time at Howard Payne as an assistant football coach, then served as head football coach for one season before transitioning into the role of athletic director full-time. Sims spent 3 years as assistant head coach and offensive coordinator for the Yellow Jackets from 2012 to 2015, prior to his one season as head coach in 2016. After stepping away from football, Sims focused every aspect of the HBU athletic program on achieving the mission of developing student athletes to their fullest potential through Christian faith, higher education, and intercollegiate athletics. The department has since taken great strides forward to increase the well-being and overall experience for Howard Payne student athletes. Sims oversaw the renovation of the McCullough Athletic Complex's main lobby into a student-athlete lounge, improvements to the Neighbors Tennis Center, renovations to the Brownwood Coliseum, and also negotiated the terms of Howard Payne's contract with Nike and BSN Sports, ensuring more years of apparel sponsorship for the world's largest footwear manufacturer. He also spearheaded a charter bus travel agreement with VIP Sports Charters for the safe and efficient travel of student-athletes and athletic staff. Sims also revamped Howard Payne Athletics' marketing and promotion strategies to help yield nearly double-digit increases in community sponsorships, while also working with HBU Campus Facilities Department to help secure new LED lighting for the football practice field, soccer field, and baseball field. Off the field, Sims served as president of the Brown County Fellowship of Christian Athletes, was a member of the HBU Staff Council, was a member of the Brownwood Chamber of Commerce Board, and was also a member of the 2018-19 HPU Presidential Search Committee that hired current HPU President Dr. Corey Hines. The 6th Annual Brown County Bull Bash is slated to take place at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 26th at the Earl Q. Wilson Arena, located at the Brown County Fairgrounds on U.S. Highway 377 South. The cost is $12 for all proceeds from the ticket sales will benefit the Brown County Youth Fair Premium Cell. Highlights of the event include Riggin Ray, the youngest bullfighter in the United States, along with clown comedian Jeff Jackrabbit Harris. Bull teams, mutt busting, freestyle bullfights, and a mechanical bull will also be part of the evening's festivities. Additional information is available by calling or texting 325-642-9738 or 325-998-0002. Also, for the second year, the Brown County Bull Bash Queen Contest will take place with a $1,000 scholarship, belt buckle, and crown to be presented to the winner, who also keeps 10% of the proceeds from all tickets sold. For more information on how to enter, contact Mary Ware at 325-439-7028. There will also be a Bull Bash Photography Contest, the second annual, presented by Sutherland Photography. There's a $10 entry fee, and an 8x10 picture may be entered once in each category. Categories include amateur, professional, and youth, and divisions are animal, still life, action, and miscellaneous. Prizes will be presented to each category winner, and there will be a grand and reserve champion in each division. Again, all proceeds from the photo contest go to the Bull Bash, which donates all its proceeds to the Brown County Youth Fair Premium Cell. For more information on the photo contest, call Shannon Sutherland at 325-649-5910. Also, this reminder, the annual Community Easter Sunrise Service will be held this Sunday at 7 a.m. at the Early Visitors and Events Center. Attendees are invited to experience the surreal feeling of being outdoors at sunrise on the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The event will be held at the pavilion behind the Event Center, which will provide a view of the sunrise from the east. There will be congregational singing and a special Easter message from Leland Acker, pastor of Live Point Baptist Church. For more information, contact Leland Acker at 325-200-8531. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXE.com.
Shop Southwest Appliance and Furniture in Brownwood. The best quality appliances and furniture and top-notch service. And only famous brand names like Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Ashley, Best, and Serta. At Southwest Appliance and Furniture, check out the special offers, discounts, and rebates that all add up to the best deals in Central Texas. From the living room and the bedroom to the kitchen and every other room in your home, Southwest Appliance and Furniture has just what you need at the price you can afford. Stop in today at Southwest Appliance and Furniture, 100 CC Woodson Road in Brownwood.
This is your Thursday KOXE Sports Report. The Brownwood High tennis team took part in the Llano Invitational Wednesday, the final action before the Lady Lions and Lions host the District 6-4A tournament. Leading the charge for Brownwood were Ashlyn Bundick and Laney Johnson, who won the girls' doubles championship, while Anna Daniel placed second in girls' singles, and Wesley Goodrich and Tryon Baugh also finished second in boys' doubles. The District 6-4A tennis tournament will take place Wednesday, April 23rd and Thursday, April 24th at Brownwood High School, with action starting at 9 a.m. each day. In softball action Wednesday, the Bangs Lady Dragons locked up a share of the District A2A softball championship by rallying for an 8-6 home victory over Cisco. The Lady Dragons and Cisco will meet again in a seeding playoff game at 5 p.m. Monday in Eula. In regional golf action, Blanket senior Carly Kincaid earned her fourth Region 3 1A championship by 37 strokes and will advance to the UIL Girls Golf State Tournament at Crystal Falls Golf Course in Leander, April 28th and 29th. Also, reigning Class 2A Boys Golf State champion Walt Thompson of Goldthwaite will defend his crown as he plays second at the Region 4 1A tournament and will next compete May 5th and 6th at Lyons Municipal Golf Course in Austin, looking for a second straight gold medal as a sophomore. And after one day of the Region 1-4A Boys Golf Tournament in Lubbock, the Brownwood Lions golf team sits in 10th place, while senior Kayla Monowell is just two shots off the lead. Monowell carded a 1-under-par 71 Wednesday, leading to a six-way tie for third place. Of the eight golfers within two strokes of the lead, five are not members of one of the top three teams. The top three teams and top three individuals not on a qualifying team advance to the UIL Class 4A Boys Golf State Tournament at Legends Golf Course in Kingsland May 5th and 6th. along with Monowell. Junior Will Stewartson fired a 79, senior Colby Walker posted an 83, and junior Peyton Sharp finished with an 85 for Brownwood. In diamond action today, the playoff-bound Brownwood Lady Lions softball team hosts undefeated Brock at 6:30 p.m. in the home and regular season finale. Regardless of the result today, the Lady Lions, who are 15-10 on the season and 5-4 in district, will be the number one seed from District 6 in the Class 4A Division 1 softball playoffs. Also today, the Brownwood Lions look to complete their first District 6 4A baseball sweep as Glen Rose visits at 7 p.m. The Lions, who are 11-14 overall and 3-4 in district, are coming off a 10-2 win at Glen Rose Tuesday that moved them into a tie with Graham for third place in the league standings with three games left. Other games today include early softball at Dublin, early baseball at Millsap, and Bangs Baseball hosts Hawley in non-district action. Your weekly fishing report is brought to you by the Big Bass Hooker Tackle Shop, located on Highway 279 near Lake Brownwood. Conditions at Lake Brownwood are good, water slightly stained, 67 degrees, 0.56 feet below pool. Black bass to 7.57 pounds are excellent in 1 to 5 feet of water all around the lake, and spawning pockets on Hags Tornadoes, Cheat Codes and Wider Green Pumpkin, Glad Baits, and Outlier Frogs. The next spawning wave has moved up on beds. Crappie are good to 11 inches on jigs in 2 to 10 feet of water and are starting to move shallow. White bass are good to 1.5 pounds on crankbaits spawning in the rocks throughout the lake. And catfish to 8 pounds are slow on jug lines with cut bait and off some of the deeper rocks with night crawlers and chicken livers. For all your fishing needs, remember to stop by the Big Bass Hooker Tackle Shop near the Lake Bridge. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Meet Bart's 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
Bingo, bingo, and more bingo at the Grand Stars this Thursday night. This Thursday, the Grand Stars is having a Thursday night special. There will be 8 games played, and 5 of those games will pay $500. Doors will open at 4:30, and games will start at 7. The snack bar has a new snack menu, so come on out for some good, clean family fun at the Grand Stars. You could possibly win some good, hard, cold cash. See you Thursday at the Grand Stars, 2323 Bell Plain in Brentwood.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Sue Lucas, 81, of Brownwood, will be held at noon today at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home in Goldthwaite. Interment will follow at Duren Cemetery in Mills County. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. today prior to the service. Sue Lucas passed away Monday, April 14th. A graveside service for Lois Wilborn, 79, of Brownwood, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Jones Chapel Cemetery in Early. Heartland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Lois Wilborn passed away Sunday, April 13th. There will be a day of remembrance for Anella Martin, 86, of Lake Coleman, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday at the Lake Coleman Community Center. Henderson Funeral Home of Coleman is in charge of arrangements. Anella Martin passed away Thursday, April 10th. A funeral service for Michael Kelly, 60, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at First United Methodist Church in Brownwood. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday at Brownwood Funeral Home. Michael Kelly passed away Sunday, April 6th. A memorial service for Connie Wazar, 70, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Assembly of God Church in San Saba. Laylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Connie Wazar passed away Friday, March 28th. A graveside funeral service for Vernon Harold Hicks, 94, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Cross Plains Cemetery. Heartland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Vernon Harold Hicks passed away Saturday, April 12th.
Need flowers? Call Davis Floral. Davis Floral is one of those businesses that has stood the test of time since 1907. So if you need flowers, you call Davis Floral at 325-646-9595. Davis Floral has all kinds of potted plants and cut flowers for you to choose from. Need flowers? Call 325-646-9595.
Davis Floral also does bouquets for weddings and arrangements and sprays for funerals. Spring is here, so make someone's day special with a spring bouquet. Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral in downtown Brentwood.
CARE Apartments, our CARE retirement apartment community, nestled in a country field setting, offers a unique blend of independence and convenience, featuring meal services, life alert pendant system, and activities designed with your loved ones in mind. Give us a call at 325-646-5521, a place where you can feel right at home. CARE Apartments.
Your Thursday weather forecast is brought to you by Southwest Appliance and Furniture. Today will feature the warmest temperatures for a while with an expected high of 91 degrees under mostly sunny skies and a 10 to 15 mile an hour south wind with gusts up to 25. Tonight, look for a low of 62 degrees with the same breezy conditions. Rain chances arrive for Easter weekend as after a high of 89 under mostly cloudy skies with a 15 mile an hour south wind and gusts up to 25 on Good Friday, Friday night calls for a 50% chance of showers and storms with a low of 64. Saturday expects a 70% chance of rain with a high of 81 and 10 to 15 mile an hour south winds with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And rain chances remain at 70% Saturday night with a low of 51 as winds shift to the north after midnight. Easter Sunday now calls for just a 20% chance of showers and storms with a high of 77 and a 10 mile an hour north wind with gusts up to 20. Sunday night, look for a low of 47. Next week, Monday features a high of 82 under sunny skies with a low of 56 Monday night, but rain chances return Tuesday at 40% with a high of 83, and Wednesday at 50% with a high of 81.
Thank you, Derek Stuckley. You are a good man, Charlie Brown, 645 at KOXC, 65 at the airport, and a special Thursday appearance backed by popular demand, Dr. Joe Young. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to know those people, the popular demand people. I don't hear from them very often. Thanks for having me on today. We don't have school tomorrow. Today's early release day for Easter weekend, and so we look forward to that. Got a few Easter egg hunts that have been going on this week, a couple more today, so some exciting things there. Got some athletic events this afternoon. Baseball and softball are at home. Go check out the new facilities there. Parking lots are striped, and so we should have better parking now. Everybody should be able to fit in there. We got 257 spots. Should be able to fit most people there, so we're excited for that. It's going to be a good evening for those kids out there. Mentioned tennis earlier. Derek did. Appreciate that district tournament coming up for those kids next week, and so look forward to seeing what they can do. Golf is at regionals. Girls finished up already, and boys are finishing up today. Be interested to see how they finish up. I believe they were in 10th as a team, and one kid was close to the top. I believe just a couple shots out of first. So look forward to that. Track coming up at regionals. Girls are on fire this year, and look forward to seeing what they can do. And also, we got a lot of boys qualifiers, so looking to punch their ticket for state coming up, and look forward to seeing how that goes. And one act play is going to regionals. They are really doing a great job under Miss Kissinger, who's the first year here for her. They won district, won by district, won area, and they moved on to regionals. And I look forward to them having a great performance in Lubbock on the 24th, I believe, is when they go. So look forward to that. Also today, sixth grade Super Bowl. It's been a long time coming. They finished up their football unit a long time ago, but between the weather and just the construction and a lot of different things going on, they never did get to have their Super Bowl, which culminated that unit. And so Coach Brown just kept pressing and finally found a good date and a good spot. So this morning at 9 o'clock at the high school, there behind across the street from softball, they will have their sixth grade Super Bowl culmination of their pre-athletics unit on football there. So congratulations to those kids, and thanks to Coach Brown for everything he does for those kids. We had a board meeting on Monday. Started out with a great presentation by Lauren Mays and North Grade Music, some of those kids. Then we recognized our superintendent student advisory council, those kids, two kids, grades 6 through 12, that meet with me monthly, and we talk about all kinds of things. I asked them one meeting to talk about teachers, what were the best qualities of a teacher, what makes a great teacher, had great discussions, and then I asked them to pick one that they had in Brownwood that exemplified that. And we brought them to the board meeting, the kids and their teacher, and recognized them, and it was very good to see the impact that our teachers have. We have some great teachers and some great kids, so it's good to spotlight them. Our teacher of the month is Megan Norville. She was a teacher teacher at Brownwood High School. Glad to have her there. And our spotlight employee is Alicia Stack. She works in our speech department. And both of those ladies just are fantastic members, helping our kids every single day. Recognized our middle school choir for the great things they're doing under Miss Weed. Miss Weed is retiring, and we're going to miss her. But look forward to Miss Reeves continuing to lead our choir program and do some great things. Basketball, boys and girls, we recognize them on some great superlatives that they had. Powerlifting, including a state qualifier, building trades and automotive, Mr. Bauckham and Mr. Gross. Do a great job with those programs. A lot of times we hear people say, you know, I wish you would bring back building trades. I wish you would do more career in technology. But we do. We have a lot of kids involved that are coming out in those programs and welding and all kinds of things going on at the high school. So glad to recognize them. And then we recognized our soccer kids. Both soccer teams had a phenomenal season. Girls got a bad bad draw that first round and had a fantastic team. But their season was fantastic, most wins ever, and coach got coach of the year. And then the boys made a good run in the playoffs, and coach Westerman did a good job with them, so good to recognize them. The only action that we took was we approved teacher contracts for next year, probationary and term contracts, and so those were approved, and look forward to those people coming back and new people coming on board. Our next board meeting will be on May the 19th, and that will be getting close to the end of the year. Of course, we've got graduation coming up and a few other things to talk about in the second half.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Young. Takes 50 at KOXC. When you hear that music, that peppy, upbeat dance and music, you know it's time for lunch menus and the breakfast menus brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen, 1620 Austin Avenue, 99-cent drinks until 10 a.m. Great breakfast choices for people on the move. Breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit, breakfast taquitos, biscuits and gravy. Dairy Queen will treat you right.
All right, let's get smarted. Let's get started with Brooke Smith. For breakfast, they'll be having a PB&J sandwich, fruit and juice. And for lunch, a cheeseburger, french fries, salad, tomato, and fruit. For early's breakfast, I'll have a breakfast combo or stuffed bagel with cheese stick, 100% fruit juice, fruit, milk variety, and some jelly. And for lunch, ooh, they'll be having nachos grande. Or chicken nuggets, a WGN with WGN chips. What did we determine
whole,
those were?
Whole grain.
Whole grain. Yes. That's right. Celery, carrots, mixed fruit, sherbet cup, milk, salad entree, and that'll come along with some ketchup and ranch. For Zephyr, a stuffed bagel with cheese stick or cereal with graham crackers for breakfast, fruit juice and milk. And for lunch, chicken nuggets, carrots, savory green beans, fresh seasonal fruit, a cookie, and milk.
Alrighty, Blanket ISD today for breakfast. It's a Dutch waffle with sausage, juice, fruit, and milk. Lunch and Blanket, cheeseburger with chips, garden salad, tomato cup, ranch, dressing there, some fruit. You get ketchup and mayo with your burger as well. And, of course, mustard and milk. And doing the two-step over to May today. Pancake wrap for breakfast with yogurt and fruit. And lunch in May's an Asian bowl with an egg roll, fried rice, and mandarin oranges. Last but not least, the Brownwood Senior Citizen Center today. You are dining on, oh, this sounds good, baked ham today, sweet potatoes, parceled cauliflower, a roll, and cookie. And your activity today, well, there's some door prizes there today at the Senior Citizen Center. So those are your menus today brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen. You know they'll treat you right. It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 7 a.m. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Closed on Mondays. Convenient drive-through. To-go orders always welcome. Daily specials, Sunday buffet, and do not forget their amazing salad bar. Get on down to the Section Hand. They're actually opening here in about 8 minutes for breakfast. So get in there and try that breakfast. Jeff says it's delicious.
It really is. Really good. Really good. Really good. Speaking of really good, we're playing for a 2 Whataburger breakfast coupons today.
Ooh, Whataburger. Okay, are we ready?
Ready.
A sneeze travels about 50 miles per hour. A sneeze travels about 50 miles per hour. And the phone calls begin.
I'm going to go fiction because I think it's faster than that.
Okay.
think it's got some giddy up to it. Good morning, KLXE. Fact or fiction? What's your guess?
I can't win, but I'm going to say fact.
Is this Joy?
Yes.
Joy's got fact. Thank you, Joy.
Joy's got fact. Thanks, Joy.
Have a good morning.
A sneeze travels about 100 miles per hour. Fact or fiction?
I said 50.
I'm going to go fiction. This is Roger.
Hey, Roger. Mm-hmm. Roger, going to go fiction? You think it's faster or slower?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. It's a hard one. I'll got you down for fiction.
Though. A sneeze travels about 50 miles per hour.
Good morning, KLXE. What's your guess?
I think it's a fact, but I guess somebody already said fact, so I guess I'll try fiction.
You're going to go fiction. All right. And what's your name? Who is this?
I think it's a fact.
Oh, you think it's a fact?
A sneeze travels about 50 miles per hour.
All right. We got you down for a fact.
I just don't remember exactly how fast.
Okay. We got you down. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning. All right. Good morning to you. Fact or fiction?
Yeah. We're going with fact.
Fact. Well, you said we. So who is we?
This is Megan and Gunner.
Megan and Gunner.
All right, Megan and Gunny.
All right.
Going with fact.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, we got like a little mix, fact or fiction.
We do. Okay. We'll take one more?
Yeah. I got fiction. I think it's faster than 50. Good morning, KOXE. What's your guess?
I'm going to go fiction.
You're going fiction. And who is this?
This is Michael Graffite.
Michael. Thank you for calling, Michael. We got you down for fiction. All right.
Okay. The question again. A sneeze travels about 50 miles per hour. And the answer is fiction. Hmm. I accidentally gave the answer away. It is, in fact, 100 miles per hour.
So it is faster than 50.
It is faster than 50. So it is fiction. It does travel at 100 miles per hour.
That's fast.
That's a fast sneeze.
That is.
That's a quick sneeze.
And you can't sneeze with your eyes open. Is that is
you
not
cannot.
Right? You cannot. Crazy. So I think Roger was our first
fiction.
Roger was our first fiction.
Yep. Got it.
Good job, Roger. To
way
whatever
you go,
your coupons
Roger.
Going coming back to you, my friend. Stop by the station, pick those up. All right, it's fiction.
That's right. It travels at 100 miles per hour, so that's something we now know about our sneezes.
So it must be really bad to stop a sneeze because you've got all that
pressure in your head. Yeah.
Up.
I just let it loose.
Just let
when
it go.
When I have to sneeze, you just let it go.
Let it go.
You don't hold that in.
6:56 at KOXE. SRN News coming up top of the hour. And then we got part two with Dr. Young up next.
This is Carrie Harton from A World for Children. We often think of abuse and neglect as something that happens in larger cities far from us. However, did you know that many children from our local neighborhood had to be placed outside of our schools and communities because there aren't enough homes in this area? If you have a heart for children or wonder if you could make a difference, please stop by A World for Children at 609 Main Street or call us at 325-641-1055. You can check out our website at awfc.org. Together, we can change the world, one child at a time.
Overhead Door Company of Brownwood has been on the forefront of the garage door business since 1921. Residential or commercial, their quality products are backed by the best warranties in the business. They provide professional sales, service, and installation with tried and true service, as well as thorough inspections on repairs and maintenance. With multiple locations, Overhead Door Company of Brownwood continues to provide quality service and work you've come to expect. For all your garage door needs, see Overhead Door Company of Brownwood at 608 Early Boulevard, or call 325-643-4996. The genuine, the original Overhead Door Company of Brownwood since 1921.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There was silence in the White House press corps as Patty Moran detailed the murder of her daughter at the hands of an illegal alien. Rachel, a mother of five from Maryland, was savagely attacked before she was killed. Patty Moran, at yesterday's White House press briefing, says she can't understand how any member of Congress can stand up for the rights of illegals over American citizens. Federal judge in D.C. says he has found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his order last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to a prison in El Salvador. President Trump has started negotiating tariffs with America's trading partners. Yesterday it was Japan. Today the Italian premier will visit the White House. And the president suggesting that Harvard University could run the risk of losing its tax-exempt status. Wall Street Dow futures now down 484. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
2 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Friday Eve. It's a Thursday, and part two, a special Thursday appearance from Dr. Young.
Yeah, had some great things. We talked about the first part, some stuff in the board. Reminder, we do have an open board position on place six. We do have a little bit of interest on that, and April the 24th is the last day to fill out that interest form. If you want to be considered for that, I believe the board is going to look at those and try to appoint somebody at the next meeting, which is in May. So check that out if you're interested and live in Place 6. This is transfer month, so if you'd like to transfer into Brentwood ISD, or if you'd like to go to a different elementary school than where you live, contact our office and talk to Krista, or go to the website. And there's information there on that. Our summer school program is coming up June the 9th through the 26th for kids who are enrolled in Brownwood pre-K through 5th grade. That's going to be at Coggin this year again. It's going to be a fantastic program. Free transportation, free breakfast, free lunch, and a lot of good stuff going on there June 9th through the 26th. So sign up if you'd like for your pre-K through 5th grader ending to do that this summer. It's good stuff. We do have a little bit of a bond update. The multipurpose activity center at the high school is moving right along. They will start working on the field portion of that here in the next couple of days, I believe. And that should be finished by August. They're still on track to have it completed before kids come back for the next school year. So we're excited to get that underway. Gordon Woods Stadium, they're putting the roof on the concession stand today and this week. And so that's good to see that taking form there. They're starting to do the exterior of the visitor's press box and get it where it's going to match the new press box, which will be done after the season. They striped the track today, striped the track this week. And that looks really good. And so look forward to having almost everything finished out there before football season starts. We will have some extension of the bleachers and the press box, which will be done after the season. Everything else should be close to completion. So it's going to be some exciting updates out there. Baseball and softball, of course, if you haven't been to a game, go check that out. You got your opportunity today to catch both. Go out there and check them out. They're playing on Thursday because tomorrow is Good Friday and we're out of school. So don't get confused. There is a game today out at baseball and softball. The middle school locker rooms are coming along. They've got the walls up inside now, and you can really start to see that. I have to agree with Mr. Moore, who said this is probably going to be the most improved winter for anything that we're doing in the bond is the middle school project, and it really is. It's going to be a very nice facility that's been remodeled inside for boys and girls. Going to have new locker room areas, new showers, new restroom, new equipment storage, new coaches' offices, new training room, and laundry facilities there for our kids, and they deserve that very much. Installing some new cameras at our elementary schools in the past couple of weeks to be sure all of our exterior areas and interior are covered, and so we're finishing up that. Again, thankful for the bond that's helping us do that. And then on June the 10th, all of the elementary schools will receive new gym floors. If you remember, we did that about 6-9 months ago, and we weren't happy with it. It wasn't the quality that we thought we should have received, and this is a project that has to last a long time. And so we contacted the company, and after a lot of negotiation and arm twisting, they've agreed to come back and replace all four of those gym floors at their expense, no cost to the district, with a new product and a better product. So we're going to get our gym floors redone, and we're excited about that. A little bit of movement yesterday on the legislature, finally. The House did pass Senate Bill 2, which is the school voucher program, and that'll go to the governor now to be signed into law. And they also passed House Bill 2, which is their variation of the school funding bill. Some good things in there that will help schools, but because House Bill 2 started in the House and they passed it, now it has to go to the Senate, and they will take their turn at it. And if they don't pass it as is, then it will have to go back to a committee. And so it's still a long, drawn-out process for schools to get any money. And so we look forward to continuing to watch that. But good signs coming out of the legislature as far as school funding goes in the future. So, again, early release today. Watch for your kids 3 hours early. No school tomorrow for Good Friday. We'll also have kind of the same thing on May the 9th. We'll be an early release with May 12th being a holiday. And then it all leads up to May the 30th, which is graduation. Graduation, again, this year will be at the Coliseum. And some exciting announcements about some things surrounding that coming up. But it will be at the Coliseum on May the 30th.
Wraps it up.
I'd wrap it up.
Thank you, Dr. Young. It's always a great day to be a Brownwood Lion.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
707 at KOXE. 101.3
KOXE.
First date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it would drive me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my own mind. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the
Subaru, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's his favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck wrong. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime?
Going too far.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight.
hard to top that, Patsy Cline.
It really is.
It's, I think, one of the best female voices in music, period.
She has a very unique and wonderful voice.
Yes, no doubt about it. 7:13 to KLXC. Thanks to Dr. Young again for coming in. Again, no school tomorrow, Brownwood. You guys have a
good Friday.
Good Friday off. We are going to be here.
We are going to be here.
We are here every day. We're the lunch pail carrying blue collar morning show. We show up.
We are here for you. We are here for you. You can count on us.
We can. Impossible question of the day. We're getting close to 100 people checking in on this.
Really?
So all your friends are doing it. Why not you?
Yeah. Right? All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah. But you have to eliminate one show from the 80s from this list. The Golden Girls, of course, no.
No.
Cheers, Full House, Saved by the Bell, Married with Children, Growing Pains, Alf, The Cosby Show, or Family Matters. One of those has to go off your TV show, Watching Island. And I would say that I don't know if a majority of the people want to get rid of Alf, but a pretty good number of people want to get rid of Alf.
A lot of people saying Married with Children as well.
Really?
Yeah. I'm scrolling it right now. There's a good amount saying Married with Children.
Huh. I would say for me it would be The Cosby Show, Family Matters. I didn't watch Family Matters.
I did. It was on the Friday lineup.
Was it? Was it?
I'm trying to think of the other shows that were on. Was Full House on there? I think Full House might have been on there as well.
Was it Friday night?
The Friday night lineup. And I'm pretty sure Family Matters was maybe after Full House.
Huh.
I don't know. My memory is, that was a very long time ago. I mean, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s after all.
In my mind, I think the 80s was 20 years ago. And that is clearly not a thing.
Not a thing. I remember my parents not letting us watch Married with Children.
Really?
Yeah, we had to sneak it.
Yeah, it was a definite. My dad loved it. He watched it. But yeah, I watched it as well.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Al Bundy was great.
Oh, Al was fantastic. Just the sneer he had.
So funny. Yeah.
How did the shoe salesman afford that kind of a house? It was a decent-sized house.
Yeah, wasn't a bad-sized house.
No.
But he was always broke.
Always.
He was always broke because Peggy was always taking his money and the kids.
A bunch of ungrateful little brassy. Was it Bud and
Kelly?
Bud and Kelly, yeah. Yes. Yeah, love that show.
Yeah, good one.
So get on the Facebook page and tell us which one you get rid of. The Friday night lineup or the 80s lineup, which one we do get rid of. I didn't really watch Full House, but it has such a endearing audience, or people love that show.
Like a wholesome. It's a good wholesome show.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
So it was like Growing Pains.
Mm-hmm.
I think Family Matters was as well. Very family-oriented show.
Yeah.
Married with Children was kind of the opposite.
Opposite.
Yeah. It was like, it was more like a what not to do.
Yeah. How not to parent.
Yeah. How not to be.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Golden Girls was phenomenal.
It still is phenomenal. We still watch it.
I do, too.
At our house.
It's in my rotation of shows that I just watch religiously because I love it so much.
So going from Facebook to the KLXC website, not a far jump there. Go to KLXC.com, hover your little mouse over On Air. Okay, do it right now. Then go down to the morning show and then click on that. And then you're going to find all sorts of cool stuff. You're going to find kind of the lineup of how we do things. The plant of the week, Daniel McCutcheon's our big winner for the gardenia. You're going to find country music news with Shannon McCombs. She's big time in Nashville. She'll get you caught up on everything going on. We got pictures. We got a survey for you to take if you want to take a survey. So, you know what? You got a little time to kill today? Go to KOXC.com.
Yeah, go check it out. And if you missed a show because you were just, you know, wanting to sleep in that day or whatever, it's on there.
Yeah, our podcast. Our last five shows are on there.
Yeah. So it's very exciting stuff.
It is. If you're a radio nerd, like me, it's very exciting.
Yeah, same.
Because we just kind of slowly are building this together.
It is. It's nice.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
I like to think, I like things happening overnight, but it's just not an overnight thing.
No.
It just takes time.
Just coming together.
Yeah. 7:18, KOXC, birthdays, anniversaries, coming up next. Keep it here.
It goes without saying, Good Samaritan Ministries would not exist without the assistance of our faithful volunteers. From the food pantry to the resale store, at the donation center, or with programs like Food for Thought and the mobile food pantries, your contributions are invaluable. Thank you for donating your time, talents, and treasures to our community. You help us ensure that we fulfill our mission to proclaim the gospel in both word and deed to all people in need in Brown County.
Destination Ford is your destination for savings. Buy select new 2024 or 2025 Ford F-150 or Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing at Destination Ford. You pay what we pay. Join our Destination family. Buy a new Ford F-150 and get employee pricing. Or buy a new Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing. Plus, get warranty forever. Drive out today and enjoy the comfort and convenience of our all-new showroom. Or visit DestinationFordBrady.com right now.
Can we get a cup of coffee in here, please?
She loves her mama, don't do drama. Heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley. Talking old school, every word. She's an angel like a Philly. Town in Tennessee, and she'd be mine except for just one little thing. She hates me, my hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back, no maybes. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me.
I'm
free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Requested Clint Black on KOXE 725. Jeff and Courtney waking you up. The big show on a Thursday, a Friday Eve. If you didn't know, what time for birthdays and anniversaries. Today brought to you by our friends at Creative Image. Thank you for sponsoring birthdays and anniversaries today. 646-1013 if you want to get your birthday or your buddy's birthday, or your friends, or a family member. Ask and you shall receive. Good morning, KOXE.
Good morning. Happy National High Five Day, and happy birthday to Sean Jowers from Jen Emmett. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Jen.
Have a great day. Thank you, Jen. Sean Jowers, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Any birthdays on your side of the world?
I am birthdayless over here.
I got one, or I have one. What's the proper English, the King's English, I got one. It's I have
I
one.
I have one.
I have one, yeah.
Yes, I have okay. one.
I have a birthday. Ann Roland having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ann. Turning the big 5-5, the double nickels today. Ann Roland, 55.
Happy birthday, Ann. That's it.
That's it.
Nobody else? No birthdays, anniversaries, special moments?
646-1013. I guess that'll do.
I guess that's it.
That's a wrap. That's it. 726 at KOXE. Creative Image bringing you birthdays and anniversaries today. OMG Fact of the Day on the way with Courtney.
Are you wanting to change your body image? Let us help at Creative Image. We may have your perfect solution, from acne treatment, skin care products, non-surgical treatments that contour, shape, and slim the body, to laser body sculpting. And now, men and women alike are making unwanted facial and body hair a thing of the past. Whether you want to slim down, tighten up, or just look and feel better, we're here to help. Call 325-641-1927 for a personal consultation. Love how you look with Creative Image Solutions, Highway 377 South in Brownwood.
Do you move to the sidelines when stocks are predicted to drop? Are you waiting for some of today's uncertainties to be resolved before you invest? Hi, I'm Zane Barnes, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. The problem with trying to time the market is you can miss some of the best days in the market. The truth is, attempting to time the market has historically reduced investor returns rather than raised them. A good financial advisor can set you up with a consistent and smart investing strategy. Stop by the office at 500 Early Boulevard or call me at 325-641-ZANE. That's 641-9263. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You know, we're looking at 728 right now.